China has a new commercial jet coming off the factory line. The project has bold ambitions to take on the giants in the air, the Boeing 737 and the Airbus A300. The C919 from a Chinese state-owned aircraft company has an iffy future, which we'll get into, but also a controversial history of relying on foreign technology, acquired, hacked, and sometimes stolen, according to analysts. One of those analysts is Adam Myers, Vice President of Intelligence at CrowdStrike, a cybersecurity firm. Adam, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So this plane may be flying in China by the new year, but your team has written a lot about this. It suggests that this Chinese project, how do I put this, lifted a lot of engine technology from American and other aerospace companies. It's a pretty rare look on the inside your team has been doing here. Based on your sources, who's in charge of this acquisition of technology and what's their mission?
Well, this is really a systemic issue and a systemic program implemented by China for many years. If you look at some of the programs that they publish, very freely, things like they call them five-year plans. They just ratified the 14th five-year plan. Mm-hmm. There's other initiatives like Made in China 2025, the Belt and Road Initiative, and all of these different kind of economic roadmaps and plans that they lay out call out the technologies that they want to exceed in, that they want to develop and they want to be leaders in. And one of the kind of primary tenets of how they do that is what they call leapfrogging, which means that they're acquiring that technology from abroad that they don't currently have, the know-how, and they're going to innovate on top of that. And so a lot of the things that we've been seeing over the last decade plus have been economic espionage that has been driven through cyber operations.
Right. And I want to ask you about that. I guess based on some of your company's blog posts and others, it goes into this intelligence gathering through cybersecurity methods and, based on your own intelligence, based on U.S. Department of Justice indictments. Who did these Chinese spies hack and what did they get?
So they've been conducting operations against companies all over the world, and it's hard to assess necessarily what they specifically have taken over the years, but a lot of the things that they've taken have been either pertaining to business relationships and using that for kind of negotiating better positions when companies go to work in China and sell into the Chinese market, or specific technical acquisition where they're going after computer code or specific blueprints or plans for how to build things. All of this has been stuff that they've targeted across, you know, almost every industry that we've seen. You know, there's a pretty telling indictment that the Department of Justice released about a year ago. And in that, they really detail some of that information and the means by which they conduct these cyber operations. And I think one of the most interesting pieces of that is that it wasn't just through hacking that they were using what we would call close-in human operations as well. So in the indictment, it talks about a Ministry of State Security officer who is actually interacting with a human asset within one of the companies and providing them USB sticks to deploy tools with, and then...
Okay, and I just want to make sure I'm with you here. The suggestion here is there are Chinese operatives in China who have connected with people who are working on the inside of these American industrial companies, and they've actually succeeded in turning these people, getting them to, through USB drives or other methods, taking some of the leading technology and bringing it out of the building.
Yeah, and they're not just in China. In fact, this MSS officer was based in Europe at the time, so they're forward deployed. Where they can actually physically interact with people that they're going to potentially target.
So then, I mean, as you describe, there is this human intelligence of human beings sharing technology. There's cybersecurity kind of hacking into leading Western companies that have the technology. And suddenly, you know, China is nearing completion of its first commercial jet here. But this commercial jet is still, as I understand it, still pretty reliant on foreign technology. Is that right? Does that kind of tell us something about, you know, where the Chinese are in this venture and where they're not yet?
Yeah, you know, I think that China has become really concerned with the fact that they're viewed as kind of the workshop of the world and are looking to, you know, they can assemble the things and they can kind of do some of the actual manufacturing, but they aren't producing and leading the way in some of the technologies that would be required on a commercial aircraft or otherwise. And so that is where they're looking to acquire that know-how. One of the things that you kind of touched on there was the human asset perspective. And there's something called the Thousand Talents Program, which is, you know, one of the programs that the Chinese government launched to bring visiting scholars into China to teach and to become more aligned with China and with Chinese goals. And that is, you know, one of the many programs that they have in place. There's also technical acquisition. When companies go to do business with China, there's it comes with the caveat that there needs to be a technical exchange.
You have to share some of your technology, right, to get into the China market.
Exactly.
And getting back to this commercial jet, despite these efforts to use above board means to acquire technology through joint ventures and that kind of thing, and apparently less legal ways to get it, this Chinese plane is still arriving about 5 years behind schedule. And a lot of analysts I've talked to are still pretty dubious that it will displace Boeing or displace Airbus, at least outside the China market. So what do you think is lacking still on the Chinese side, or what they would perhaps acknowledge is lacking? Is it, you know, having the experienced engineers or the quality control? I mean, what seems to still be missing?
Well, I think it, you know, there's a lot of technology that goes into aircraft, and China has been developing their economy over the last 50 plus years from one that was more agrarian to one that is a little bit different. And I think that we are seeing that there's still a lot of catch up to do in all aspects of that. Right. We've been building aircraft in this country for a long time. We've been building aircraft in the West for a long time, whether it be in Europe and elsewhere. So there's just, you know, a lot of lessons learned and a lot of things that they need to develop. You know, a good proximity for this would be looking at the Chinese built aircraft carrier. You know, they started in that one with a Russian hull, and they kind of took that, brought it back online, and then they built their own. But they still had a lot of learning to do in terms of operations. You know, how do you land and take off aircraft from an aircraft carrier and things like that. So just there's a lot of things that I think we take for granted, that we already have kind of learned a lot of these lessons over a long period of time, that they're trying to catch up very quickly.
And finally, I guess as you talk about this, I'm thinking about semiconductors as well, right, where the Chinese have these stated aspirations to be at the cutting edge to make some of the tiniest semiconductors, but still many years behind, as best we can tell. Is this why you think Beijing has these stated ambitions? Because they know, you know, in these certain areas where the Chinese in a decade or two want to be world leaders, they're not there yet. And so they're explicitly coming out and saying, this is our plan to get from here to there.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the 14th five-year plan, and we've looked at every five-year plan for the last 10 or 15 years now, from a cyber perspective, it's a roadmap for the things that they're looking to acquire. Cloud technology, machine learning, artificial intelligence, digital healthcare, digital agriculture, things pertaining to microprocessors are so important that they have a specific plan called the Made in China 2025 plan. And so, you know, there is just a huge shopping list, and it's really informative when you look at these plans, these economic strategies that they've rolled out over the years, and use that to understand. In fact, we frequently warn our customers, this is the things that they're coming after now. And, you know, over the next 5 years, it might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but within the next 5 years, they're going to go after these technologies, and you're a key player in this space. You need to be thinking about how you're going to defend against that.
That's Adam Myers, Vice President of Intelligence at CrowdStrike, a cybersecurity company. Adam, thanks very much.
Thank you.